Florida Sportsman magazine publisher Blair Wickstrom talks about the overfishing of mahi-mahi in the coastal waters of the southeastern seaboard. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
What we're seeing in terms of the overall stocks, you're seeing more fish being caught by commercial fishing. You see more fish being caught in the international markets where you see a lot of the mahi come into the seafood markets. So we're importing more fish, and these are fish in the Caribbean that typically would be swimming by our anglers up and down the coast of Florida. And so it is a sort of a multi-prong issue, but we're not dealing with it here in the United States. And so it's hard for us to really go after these other countries where we do not have a daily limit on commercial takes, and we don't have size limits on the size of the dolphin and mahi that are being kept by recreational anglers. And then, unfortunately, we've got too many mahi being caught and kept by recreational anglers. So it's where there's several what they call sectors, the commercial fishing sector, the recreational fishing sector, and the for-hire sector. And those are all of the fishing charters and captains out of the Keys in South Florida, all the way up through Jacksonville and North Carolina, for that matter, that go out on a daily basis for these fish.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.